Listen to part of a talk being given by a guest lecturer in an astronomy class.
It's my pleasure to come to you today to talk about the Galileo mission to the planet Jupiter. Galileo was launched in 1989, and we had to wait until the end of 1995 for the spacecraft and its probe to reach Jupiter. Of course, there were some exciting moments along the way, too. I first visited Dr. Black's astronomy class back when Galileo had just visited the asteroid belt. I was able at that time to bring Galileo's images of the asteroid Gaspra. That was the first time we got an up-close look at an asteroid, and it was just amazing. But there were also some disappointments. In April of 1991, we realized that one of the antennas that was supposed to transmit data had malfunctioned. That meant that we had to rely on one of the smaller antennas to give us data, but we ended up being quite pleased with what we received from Galileo. As I mentioned before, at the end of 1995, the Galileo probe finally entered Jupiter's atmosphere. We knew Jupiter's position at the time would make communication with the spacecraft difficult, so we decided to suspend data transmission. After waiting about half a year, we began to receive data about Jupiter's atmosphere and satellites, and we continued collecting it for 2 years. And now, what you've all been waiting for, direct images of Jupiter.